Today is Wednesday, December 23rd, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So yesterday, after I recorded this show, I recorded with Scott and Daniel. So if you're a member of Level 13, you will be getting that. I don't know when Daniel's putting it out, although I would assume he would be putting it out maybe today. I'm not really sure. We talked about a lot of Christmas stuff, so he may want to try to get it out before Christmas. So maybe you guys will be getting a little Christmas present from Daniel and Scott and I. It was fun. We recorded for about 45 minutes, maybe 50 minutes. Actually, my SD card, I'm glad I looked because I had just recorded Geeky Gay and I thought to myself, what if I've, because I had recorded several episodes and I only have an 8 gigabyte SD card in my mixer. And I thought to myself, what if I start recording and then I run out of space because I haven't formatted it in a while? And that will happen to me sometimes. That has happened before where, especially it used to happen on Survivors Ready or Butt First. No, it wasn't Survivors Ready. It was Butt First. And I would be in the middle of the recording and I didn't realize that I didn't look back and it would record maybe 45 or 50 minutes of it. And then we would get to the end of the show and I would realize that I didn't have the entire recording. But because it just stops, it doesn't alarm or anything like that. It just, there's no indication telling you that it's not recording anymore other than the little timer stops and that's it. I think it's even happened on Mix Minus a couple of times, maybe once. I don't know. But because normally we're streaming live, the streaming software that I use and that a lot of us use records as well if you set it to do that, which I always do. So when I'm on the live stream, normally I have a recording of that. And so worst case scenario, I can pull from that. And then a lot of times on my Zoom, I also set my Zoom to by default record. And so if I'm the one that ran the Zoom, if I'm the one that created the Zoom invite, then it records. But Daniel invited me, so that wasn't recording. But we got about 40 minutes in or something like that. And for some reason, I looked over and I thought, you know what, I better check. And there is a nice little readout that tells you how many hours or minutes left on the SD card based on what you're recording, because you can record up to 16 tracks. And so it does some kind of math and says, oh, you have this long left. And it said, you have 9 minutes remaining. And so I told them that. And so we had to wrap it up in 9 minutes. But it was a good 40, 50 minutes. Not quite an hour, but a good amount of time. I think it'll be really enjoyable. So we did that. And I edited Geeky Gay. And then Mark and I did our grocery shopping, and the store was not as busy as I thought it was going to be. Normally we go a little bit earlier, and it was we probably didn't get to the store until about 7:30, maybe 7:45, and so it was a little bit less hectic than it normally is when we go, especially on Saturday or Sunday. And I decided on the menu. It was kind of a cop-out. I decided on the Christmas menu. Mark had said he wanted ham. And pork is a really big deal in the Philippines, and I guess ham, pork loin, pork shoulder, pork everything. They really enjoy ground pork when they're doing ginilling is one of the Filipino dishes. Spaghetti has ground pork in it and hot dogs. And he said, hey, why don't we have ham? He said, I'm not really into turkey, and we had prime rib for Thanksgiving. Why don't we have ham? So we had already picked up a ham. It's just a brown sugar glazed ham. I'm just going to follow the instructions on the package and nothing special there. And then I have my favorite yeast rolls that the Sister Schubert. I don't know if anyone else is familiar with Sister Schubert, but around here in the South, it's a really popular brand of frozen Parker House rolls. And although I'm capable of making homemade bread and I enjoy making homemade bread, I'm going to make a couple of pies and I'm going to make the ham and I'm going to make the side dishes. And so we're just going to heat up the frozen. But they're really good, though. They're addictive. They're so good. You put a little butter on top of them when they're done. And anyway, so we're going to do that. And then I'm just going to repeat the sweet potato casserole that we had for Thanksgiving because it was so good. It had a crumble topping on it with pecans and flour and brown sugar and butter. And it was really good. And then I'm also going to make my world famous green bean bundles with a brown sugar and butter glaze. They're wrapped in bacon. So good. Yeah, and then I'm going to make a chocolate cream pie with a meringue because we were talking about it on the show yesterday and it got me in the mood for it. And it was my favorite pie that my grandma used to make. And I want to get the recipe perfected so that I can continue on the tradition of making chocolate pie. So I'm going to make that and I'm going to make an egg custard or an egg pie that they call it in the Philippines. And we'll just have those two pies to eat on for the next week because we're both off work the rest of the week. Mark finished his day about 10 minutes ago and he's off tomorrow and Friday and then he's off all next week. I was off today and I'm also off all next week. So I'm excited about that. So yeah, so that was about it. So we did our grocery shopping and I may make, if I don't make it for Christmas, I may make it for New Year's or I may make it for just another meal that we have over the weekend or something. I had bought an acorn squash and I haven't used it. I bought a butternut squash last night and some sausage and I was thinking about making a butternut acorn squash soup where basically I just roast them up really, really soft, get them nice and brown, and then put them in saute some onions and garlic and cook a little bit of sausage as well. Well, cook some sausage, onion, garlic, take the sausage out. I'm just making this recipe in my head. This is not a written recipe. And then put the roasted squash chunks in with the onions and garlic. And then add chicken broth or some sort of broth and a little bit of heavy cream and then puree it until it's a really smooth soup consistency. Maybe add a little bit of ginger, a little bit of nutmeg, salt, pepper, and then put the sausage back in there and have a sausage squash soup. I think that would be really good. And a lot of people put sage in their squash soup and their butternut squash soup, but I'm not a big fan of sage. I believe the sausage that I bought does have a little bit of a maple flavor. It's a Jimmy Dean sausage. So that'll go good with it. So I don't know if that's going to be an appetizer before our ham and sweet potatoes and green beans, or if that'll be something I'll make for lunch. That would be a good lunch, possibly. So I'm not sure. But at some point, I'm going to do that. At some point, I'm going to do that. So we had at least one more voicemail message. And why don't we just go ahead and clear out the voicemail messages here. So I'm going to go ahead and play this. I hope it's loud enough over this music. I don't usually play voicemails over the music, but I'm going to go ahead and do this time. All right.
I'm calling for the Missy Witt hotline. I have come across some very interesting information. The family of the boyfriend really didn't like her. Check for hair samples in his dad's old Chevrolet.
Hair samples in the boyfriend's dad's Chevrolet. Okay, I'm writing all this down. That sounded like one of those computerized voices. Thanks for the call, whoever computerized voice. So today, even though it was my day off, I had stuff that I had to do. And one of them was, so yesterday Sydney got her bath. And so we had to take her to the groomer. And my parents, I don't even know if I mentioned this, but my parents were leaving to go out of town. Because of course they are. They're they're not following any of this COVID protocol. I assume they wear masks when they go to the grocery store. I don't even know. I assume they do because it's a state mandate. Everyone's supposed to. But they're really not taking it as seriously as they should. And so they're going down to be with the family. And my uncle came down with COVID 2 days ago. And they were going to go see that part of the family. And then, so now they're not. I mean, they're not going to see him. They're not going to see anyone that's in his household. But I don't know who he's been in contact with. I assume they're making sure they're not going to see anyone who he's been in contact with. But I don't even know. And I would have just canceled my trip and said, you know what? We're not going to go down. We're both 72. Merry Christmas, everyone. We'll see you when COVID's over. But no, they're still going. We're keeping their dog, and so I had to go and pick up their dog from the groomer. He was getting groomed yesterday as well, and he didn't get finished at the same time as Sydney did. This is like 30 minutes away from our house. So I drove and picked up Sydney, came back. I was working yesterday. When they called and said Shane was done, I had to go back and pick up Shane and then come back. So it was not convenient at all, and we're keeping him. And then today, Sydney had a vet appointment. She has a big mole-looking thing that has come up in the past 6 or 8 months, and it's growing, and it looks kind of angry. And she needed a Bordetella shot, so I took her. So the vet looked at it, and the vet recommended, I sit out in the car, they take Sydney in, and they do their stuff, and then they call me. She recommended we remove it. She also said, hey, since we're going to have her under anesthesia, why don't we do her teeth at the same time? Because it's about time for that. We don't want to do anesthesia too often. The bill for all of that, including getting it checked to make sure it's not cancer, is going to be about $900. Merry Christmas, Sydney. So she's going to have her surgery at the end of January. Ugh. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393, and you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.